welcome to Adventures in Grace. This is Jim Hockaday. Looking forward to our video, and as you can see, I'm in a different office right now. I'm in Boise, Idaho, and we're doing some meetings at my brother-in-law's church, Pastor Mark Bohr, Life Church, Boise, Idaho. And we've got Leanne Soesby here, Reverend Annie Durant here. Of course, my wife Erin is with us. And we're doing some prayer meetings, so it's really wonderful. We're having a great time. And I wanted to get this video to you. And as always, the reason why we're doing these videos is, number one, for you to begin to experience God as a real person. I like to say it this way: let God come out of the pages of your Bible and get into your life. One, we want you to begin to experience God as tangible. Number two, that you might receive answers to your prayers. And you know, when God is real, whatever is real to you, is where you will have your allegiance, especially when the times get tough or the crisis comes. And we want God to be real to you. And it's so easy to believe God by faith when it's just a response to Him being a part of your life on a regular basis. And number three, of course, if you're going to spend time with God, if you're going to believe God, you're going to have testimonies to share. And we want you to have testimonies to share to every and anyone you encounter. So as you know, we always like to start these Adventures in Grace videos with our favorite passage of Scripture. It comes from the Message Bible. It's in Matthew chapter 11, verse 27 through 30. And it says this: "Now Jesus resumed talking to the people, but now tenderly. The Father has given me all these things to do and say. This is a unique Father and Son operation coming out of Father and Son intimacies and knowledge. No one knows the Son the way the Father does, nor the Father the way the Son does, but I'm not keeping it to myself. I'm ready to go over it line by line with anyone willing to listen. Are you tired, worn out, burned out on religion? Come to me, get away with me, and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me, work with me, watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting upon you. Keep company with me, and you'll learn how to live freely and lightly." Well, as you know, we started just a new little series. I don't think it'll go that long, but it's on the unseen realm. And I think this is about our third video now. And so I want to get back into some things concerning the spirit of truth, the unseen realm, the spirit of truth. Now, we know this: Jesus in his earth walk always listened to the Father's voice and was able to see what the Father was doing. So when we look at the life of Jesus, it's typified by a constant connection to his Father. He never deviated from that connection. In fact, he never let anyone tell him or move him away from being connected to his Father. Jesus knew the secret of his success was, "I didn't come to do my own will, but the will of my Father who sent me." In other words, the more he would, with absoluteness, stay steadfast to the plan, purpose, and will of God for his life, the more he could count on the work of the Holy Spirit bringing to pass every single miracle that took place in the ministry of Jesus. And it's worth us to look at the Spirit of Truth as well and see how Jesus worked with the Holy Ghost so that we can do the same thing. So I'm coming over to John. And if you'll come there with me, chapter 16, verse 12 to 15. Now, this is the New King James Version. We may read some different versions as well. And it says, and Jesus speaking, "I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. However, when he, the Spirit of Truth," so, you know, it's not an it, the Holy Ghost is not an it. The Holy Ghost is a he. The Holy Ghost is a person. Amen. We know that the noun is a person, place, or thing. The Holy Ghost is not a thing. He's not a place. He is a person. And so I love how Jesus said, when he, the Spirit of Truth, he could have just said, when the Spirit of Truth comes. And then you would have tried to make up your own mind about what the Spirit of Truth or who the Spirit of Truth is. Well, Jesus gave us great insight. When he, the Spirit of Truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak of his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you or show you things to come. Now, when we give that to you, I want you to recognize that truth means reality. And reality, of course, has everything to do with heavenly reality versus earthly reality. In fact, I kind of like to say it this way. Heaven is the real reality. Earth, most of the time, with man involved, is a non-reality. But nonetheless, the idea is there are two different worlds, the heavenly world and the earthly world. And of course, depending on which one you give credence in your life, which one you believe to be more important, which one you are more aware of, has everything to do with what you're going to follow. Now notice Jesus said, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he's going to lead you. So the Holy Ghost wants to lead us in truth. Now, along with that, let's just say this. If the Holy Ghost wants to lead me in truth, that means most likely the devil wants to lead me in a lie. You know, Jesus in John chapter 8 told us that the devil stands not in the truth, for there is no truth in him, even from the beginning. Now, I like this because it's a complete contrast to the Holy Spirit or the Spirit of truth. For instance, if there's no truth in the devil and he stands not in the truth, that means anything of negativity that comes to your heart and mind, it must be the opposite. For instance, if the devil is sitting on your shoulder telling you you're going to be more sick, that just means you're winning, God's winning, and you're going to very soon experience health and wholeness. If the devil tells you you're going to die, well, you should be really excited about living. If he tells you you're going to lose your home, you should be excited about staying it for a very long time. Are you understanding that when there's polar opposites like that, it makes it much more easy to be able to choose? People don't see this too often as they should, and they miss some of the importance, and they miss being able to respect the Holy Spirit as much as they should. For instance, you could say it like this, and I know I've said this before and people look at me sideways, but you could say a honky-tonk and a strip joint and a meth lab are really good things. And of course, everything in you saying, what did you say? How could they be good things? Well, the reason why I say that is because when something is all the way bad, there's an element of good to it. And you say, what's the element of good to everything about a meth lab, strip joint, and a honky-tonk being bad? Well, the good part is it's easy to choose not to do something in those places when they're inherently bad. In other words, if you're in a place that has a little bit of good but mostly bad, the compromise that's at hand will cause you to actually get involved, thinking to yourself, well, I'm just going to enjoy the good things. I won't be involved in the bad things. And that's the gray area. Jesus told us he wants it black or white, hot or cold. He doesn't want it lukewarm or gray. And this is one of the things about Christianity that we've got to be very careful about. Over the years, religion will make what is black and white in Christianity become very gray, so that people don't realize what they're involved in is not necessarily helping them to get to the goal of experiencing God, but there's enough good in it to make them feel like, yay, I'm just going to stay right where I'm at because I don't want to change. Now, hopefully you understand that, because in light of the fact that the Spirit of truth is going to lead you into nothing but truth, and the devil, there is no truth in him, he's going to lead you in every falsity, every negativity. He's going to lead you with lies. Then this is going to help you to be able to balance what's more accurate to connect my heart to God, or what's more accurate to connect my flesh to the world. And the devil's always going to bring you down to the flesh realm. He's always going to make you compare yourself with horizontally with those that are on the earth, instead of you literally being able to identify yourself with Jesus Christ. This is a wonderful, wonderful thought here. I trust that you're getting it, but it's necessary for you to be able to, on a regular basis, make discernment between what is right and what is wrong. Remember, in this new covenant, through God's grace, we're not living with some test over our head. We're not living with God over us with a giant fly swatter ready for us to get out of sorts so that he can whack us. I know there's some people that still really believe that we need to have a sting in our life, otherwise we won't live right. God actually believes that if you'll hang out with him, everything about his goodness will change anything about your performance until you'll actually walk just like him. I'd rather do it God's way. I'd rather hang out with God all day long and let his wonderful morals and perfection change me and perfect my life as well. Look back here again. It says, however, when he, the Spirit of Truth. Now that word truth means reality. And now we're really kind of touching this a little bit. It says, when the Spirit of reality, well, what reality are we talking about? Now let's be really precise here. The real reality about life itself comes from the author of life. And Jesus is the author of life. The Father who created all things, well, that's where reality exists. And what is real to God in this earth is real to you. But what is not real to God in this earth ought to be rejected. And if you don't know what reality is, you'll have a hard time resisting it. Or resisting what's not right. So when it says the Spirit of Truth or the Spirit of Reality, he's going to do what? He will guide me into all reality. Well, what realm is this? What world is this? Remember, we're citizens of heaven. So our citizenship is dual. It's not only on this earth, but it's also in heaven. And God wants you to be really good and skilled at righteousness. And just to make big phrases very simple, being skilled at righteousness is being able to discern constantly and choose what is of the heavenly reality. Things that pertain to you and God, things that pertain to your spirit and the connection to the Holy Ghost. These are the things all day long that you want to be involved in. Remember, we've said this before, and that is God is so real and you ought to be experiencing him in a very real way. And anything that contributes to your eyes being more fully opened, for you to have greater clarity of spiritual things that gives you a greater experience with God, makes your walk with God more effective, you want to be involved in those things. And thank God, one of the greatest things we can be involved in is the written word of God. Amen. Aren't you thankful for the instruction manual that'll help you to discern between what is good and what is evil, what is of your flesh and what is of the spirit? And who is it that is the Spirit of Truth? Well, this is the Holy Ghost, and he's going to lead you into what? All reality. That means he's going to lead you into spiritual experiences in the heavenly places. Well, already what we've shared has an air of mystery to it. Yes, it does. I remember Brother Hagin talking to me one time, and he shared with me something that he believed that was right. And it turned around later that what he was asking me to do was not really what he wanted me to do. And I had to go to him and share what I had in my heart with the idea that it's possible when I shared it, he might think I was maybe being negative to what he had shared with me. But I risked it. And when I shared with him what I did, he sat back in his chair and he said, Brother Jim, he said, you're right. He said, I missed it on that. He said, the things of the Spirit have an element of mystery to them. And as much as you can know of the things of the Spirit, there's always things you don't know. And he said, I put the wrong interpretation on that. And I just was floored, of course, and yet at the same time excited to be in the presence of somebody that was that well thought of in his walk with God that could look at me and show me an area where he misinterpreted something. Oh my goodness, how many times have we possibly misinterpreted something? And how great is it to be able to know that these things have an element of mystery to it? Don't take that too seriously. Let's just stay connected to the Holy Ghost. Let's read on just a little bit. It says here, for the Holy Spirit will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak. That kind of sounds like Jesus, doesn't it? Remember, Jesus said, the things that I hear my Father say are the things that I speak. Isn't this interesting that we actually have that same ability through the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is going to show us things, and he's going to reveal things to us that come directly from the heart of the Father. And everything from the heart of the Father will lead you into the spiritual world, where you'll begin to have spiritual manifestations. I know that's a big word. It just means healings, deliverances, walking in victory, knowing and enjoying the presence of the Lord. See, these are supposed to be normal experiences for every single believer. And becoming acclimated to the spiritual world. Now, I like this. I know this may sound a little creepy, but we have a spiritual guide. His name is the Holy Ghost, and he's going to guide us in the affairs where we stay connected to God, where we see what is accurate in God, and by actually being involved with heavenly reality, we're going to see tangible results on this earth. And that constitutes answers to prayers. Now, you wouldn't think that I've gone that long. Maybe some of you have. I get lost in some of these adventures in grace, and I look up and all of a sudden it's 16 minutes already. So I've got to give you a grace story, and this is a wonderful testimony. And these are written by some young folks that are having a baby, and this is what took place. We've been waiting to write this testimony to you since October of last year, but wanted to wait for the doctor's confirmation of the miracle we've experienced. Last October, I was about 12 weeks pregnant with our first baby. Went to the first trimester checkup. The doctor found a concerning thick nuchal fold on the baby. The doctor was very concerned and sent us to get more tests. The specialized doctor told us that the probability of our child having a genetic dysfunction like Down syndrome was over 90% and recommended an abortion. She also told us that if we didn't get an abortion, we would nature would possibly take care of the problem itself, and I would have a miscarriage, or the child would have many abnormalities and in need of a lot of medical care. Well, that sounds very encouraging, doesn't it? Aren't you thankful that the report of the Lord is something that you can believe with all your heart and not get discouraged and be encouraged? I mean, just that alone. Wow. Talk about discouragement. It says, at first, we were absolutely devastated by the news. Thankfully, my father, and this is a friend of ours in Germany, Reverend Winkler, helped us to see truth and reality and recommended watching all of your video material on YouTube. That's where we heard the testimony of the boy being healed of Down syndrome, and also your daughter's testimonies of not going to the doctors at all during her pregnancies and simply trusting the Lord that he would create a healthy child. We listened to a lot of material online and read your books and understood that faith is simple and we don't need to labor for it, but can simply receive all that he has for us. We went to the Lord, turned our focus on his realities and truths. Don't you like that? It fits right in. His realities and truths. We heard him say that the child would be born healthy. That's what we felt we should, or that's when we felt we should at that point no longer see these doctors and simply trust the Lord that his word is true, that children are a blessing of the Lord, and that every good and perfect gift comes from him, that the fruit of our womb is blessed. Normally a pregnant woman would see a doctor every 2 to 4 weeks in Germany, and deciding not to go anywhere was very unusual, but we felt that we needed to only listen to what the Lord says about our situation and trust him. When we got closer to the due date, I felt that it would be okay to go see a doctor and prepared for the birth. During all the appointments, I would listen to the show Adventures in Grace and remain in perfect peace the whole time. A little over 1 week ago, I finally gave birth to our beautiful, healthy, firstborn child, Nuria Joy. After the delivery, a pediatrician checked her, and I asked her for a test of genetic dysfunction. She looked at me in disbelief and said, "You have a perfectly healthy child." We are overjoyed at what the Lord has done. Thank you so much for your ministry, for helping us to understand how simple faith is. It helped us so much during these times that could have been very difficult. Instead, we could enjoy a supernatural, easy pregnancy. We hope to be able to introduce our girl to you in Europe soon. Until then, we would like to support your ministry with a love offering. Well, I didn't even mean to read that, but anyhow, as I got reading, I ended up reading the whole thing. But isn't that so wonderful? Just so excited, Maria Joy and John, that shared this testimony. We're thrilled to you with your little bundle of joy and your healthy baby, but don't you love how they turned toward the Lord and let everything about what they believed become the reality of heaven. And don't you love how the Spirit of Truth shared with them the baby would be healthy? That's where we're going. Come on, Adventures in Grace. We're experiencing Him all the time, and it's just going to get better and better. God bless you. We'll see you next time.